This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jammu and Kashmir, unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anandnag district this afternoon. The attack was launched in the Besaran forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. Some tourists are reported to be wounded in the attack. However, the exact figure of the injured is yet to be confirmed. The injured have been evacuated to the district medical facility. Security forces have launched cordon and search operation in the area to track down the assailants. Details are awaited. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah have condemned the terror attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Union Home Minister Amit Shah on the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Modi has asked Mr. Shah to take all suitable measures. The Prime Minister has also directed the Home Minister to visit the site. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed anguish on the terror attack on tourists in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said his thoughts are with the family members of the deceased. He said those involved in this dastardly act of terror will not be spared and government will come down heavily on the perpetrators with the harshest consequences. The Home Minister said he briefed Prime Minister Narendra Modi about the incident and held a meeting with the concerned officials through video conferencing. Mr. Shah said he will shortly leave for Srinagar to hold an urgent security review meeting with all the agencies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived at Jeddah on a two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He was welcomed with a 21-gun salute at the airport. As a special gesture, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's aircraft was escorted by F-15 fighter jets of the Royal Saudi Air Force upon entering Saudi airspace. In a social media post, PM Modi said that this visit will strengthen the friendship between India and Saudi Arabia. He expressed eagerness to take part in the various programs today and tomorrow. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that the future of the century depends on the shared trade relations between India and the U.S. He said that the U.S. and India have officially finalized the terms for trade talks, which prepares a roadmap between the two countries. The U.S. Vice President addressed the business summit at the Rajasthan International Center in Jaipur today.
Both of our governments are hard at work on a trade agreement built on shared priorities, like creating new jobs, building durable supply chains, and achieving prosperity for our workers. In our meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and I made very good progress on all of those points. And we are especially excited to formally announce that America and India have officially finalized the terms of reference for the trade negotiation.
Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has announced the final results of a civil services exam 2024. The UPSC has recommended a total number of 1,009 candidates for appointment, with 725 men and 284 women. The top 25 candidates comprise 11 women and 14 men, with the top 5 candidates comprising 3 women and 2 men. Shakti Dubey has secured the first position in the Civil Services Examination 2024. The BJP today hit out at the Congress in connection with the National Herald case. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Nalin Kohli said that senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's recent comments on the Election Commission and the conduct of elections indicate that his party is trying to distance itself from the National Herald issue. Mr. Kohli added that Congress is attempting to divert attention by attacking institutions. The funeral of Pope Francis will be held on Saturday. The Vatican, in a statement, said the funeral ceremony will take place at the Basilica St. Mary Major in Rome. A slew of world leaders and foreign dignitaries are said to attend the funeral. Francis is currently laid out in a coffin in the chapel of the Santa Marta residence, where he lived during his 12-year papacy. The Pope's casket will be moved into St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican City tomorrow for public viewing. The Union government has issued heatwave advisory to states and union territories to take urgent steps to safeguard workers and labourers from extreme heatwave conditions. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandaviya said that the ministry has written a letter to all chief secretaries and administrators of states and UTs in this regard. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.